Hello, welcome to the Dinner Then Dessert podcast. Today we're going to be discussing our recipe for Oreo brownies. Oreo brownies are the ultimate fudge brownie recipe. They're gooey, fudgy brownies full of Oreo cookie chunks with a perfect, rich, and easy chocolate brownie base. What do you get when you cross fudge brownies and Oreo cookies? An easy, quick brownie recipe that is all of the best parts of two of your favorite yummy desserts. There are a few comforts like biting into a rich, fudgy homemade brownie. Warm, gooey chocolate brownies with a glass of ice-cold milk are just so satisfying. These homemade brownies are just so much richer than a box mix, and they're just about as easy. This Oreo brownie recipe is so easy and delicious, you may never go back to box brownies again. It just takes a handful of pantry and fridge ingredients, plus those famous Oreo cookies to make the best brownies ever. And if you're looking for more gooey brownie recipes, here are some to check out on the Dinner Than Dessert website. There are Nutella brownies, fudge ice brownies, or just classic brownies. And if you love this idea of mixing cookies with your favorite brownies, you should definitely try our recipe for chocolate chip cookie brownies. And if you're a huge fan of Oreos like us, try our ultimate Oreo cookie pie, Oreo cheesecake, cookies and cream bread, and of course Oreo cake. Oreo brownies can be made with just one large bowl, so there is minimal cleanup. And you can let your little helpers do the stirring since no beaters are needed. Just keep an eye out that they don't gobble up all the fudge brownie batter or crushed Oreos. The best brownies are gooey and fudgy, so you don't want to overbake these Oreo brownies. Use a toothpick to measure the doneness by inserting it in the center. When you take the toothpick out, there should be moist crumbs on the toothpick. To make cutting the gooey Oreo brownies easier, cool them in the fridge for an hour before cutting them. That is, if you can wait that long. Of course, Oreo brownies are delicious all by themselves, but that doesn't mean you can't add toppings like buttercream frosting, or serve them with a scoop of homemade vanilla ice cream. For an Oreo brownie sundae, complete it with whipped cream, hot fudge, crushed peanuts, and a cherry on top. You can change up this Oreo brownie recipe in so many ways, it's almost like a million recipes in one. From changing what kind of Oreo cookies you use to adding cheesecake or cookie dough, the possibilities for these yummy brownies are endless. Here are some more easy ways you can change up this Oreo brownie recipe. First, you can make Oreo blondies. Easily make these into Oreo blondies by replacing the regular sugar with brown sugar and remove the cocoa powder from the recipe. And you can ramp up the vanilla flavor by using golden Oreos instead of classic. Like I said earlier, you can also change the Oreo cookies you use. Try these Oreo brownies with dark chocolate Oreos, chocolate peanut butter Oreos, or peppermint bark Oreos during the winter. You can add some extra peppermint flavor to the batter with a teaspoon of peppermint extract. You can add more sweet goodness by stirring in some dark chocolate chips, white chocolate chips, or peanut butter chocolate chips to the brownie batter. For a Christmas brownie, try mint chocolate chips with peppermint Oreos. You can also make Oreo cheesecake brownies by swirling in the cream cheese filling like we do in the cream cheese brownie recipe on our website. Then top that batter with Oreos. If you're in a hurry, a quick hack is to use brownie mix for the dry ingredients in this recipe and cut the eggs and the butter amount in half. Finally, if you'd like to make these into fun, cute desserts for a birthday party, try Oreo brownie cupcakes. To make Oreo brownie cupcakes, start by leaving the Oreo cookies whole. Spray a muffin tin with cooking spray. Place all the Oreo cookies in each muffin tin. Then prepare the brownie batter and pour it over the Oreo cookies. Then bake at 350 degrees for 20 to 22 minutes. You'll have adorable brownie cupcakes with Oreos at the base. However you make your Oreo brownies, they can be left at room temperature for up to 4 days. Just make sure to cover them with foil and keep them in a cool, dry spot. You can keep your Oreo brownies a bit longer by storing them in the refrigerator for up to a week in an airtight container. And they'll stay good in the freezer for up to 2 months in a sealed, airtight container. Just be sure to cool them completely before freezing. Now let's go over the recipe for these easy Oreo brownies. First, preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Spray a 9x13-inch baking pan with cooking spray. Whisk together 1 cup melted unsalted butter, 2 cups of sugar, 4 large eggs, and 1 tablespoon vanilla extract. Whisk in 2/3 of a cup unsweetened cocoa powder, 1 cup flour, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon baking powder. Then mix in 9 quartered Oreos into the batter. This should be half of the Oreos you're using for the recipe. Spread the batter evenly into a greased baking pan. Drop the remaining 9 quartered Oreos evenly onto the top of the batter, and bake for 28 to 30 minutes. Once they cool, you'll have the perfect easy dessert that everyone will love. If you've made this recipe for Oreo brownies, please be sure to come back and leave a comment for us on the blog. If you've taken a picture and you want to share it online, you can tag us on Facebook and Instagram at hashtag DinnerThanDessert. We'd love to hear how it turns out for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.